This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Japan says North Korea has fired more missiles. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
North Korea continued its barrage of weapons tests, firing several missiles, including a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile that forced the Japanese government to issue evacuation alerts and temporarily halt trains. Japan says the missiles landed in the Pacific Ocean. The launches came a day after North Korea fired more than 20 missiles. That's the most it has fired in a single day ever. North Korea has ramped up its rhetoric concerning its nuclear doctrine, authorizing preemptive nuclear attacks with a variety of loosely defined crisis situations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ethiopia's warring sides agreed on Wednesday to a permanent cessation of hostilities in a conflict believed to have killed hundreds of thousands, but enormous challenges lie ahead, including getting all parties to lay down arms or withdraw. The war in Africa's second most populous country, which marks 2 years on Friday, has seen abuses documented on both sides, with millions of people displaced and many near famine. The final detailed agreement was not made public, but a brief joint statement notes a detailed program of disarmament and a restoration of constitutional order in Tigray. Kenya's President William Ruto on Wednesday officially deployed troops to Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo to join an East African regional force aiming to end decades of bloodshed. The seven countries of the East African Community, which Congo joined this year, agreed in April to set up a joint force to fight militia groups in Congo's east. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Brazilian authorities said on Wednesday they are making headway in their efforts to clear blockades set up across the country by truckers to protest President Jair Bolsonaro's narrow loss to leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in an October 30th runoff election. The blockades began Sunday after polls closed in Brazil. Although smaller than in previous days, the protests are still likely disrupting fuel distribution, industrial activity, food deliveries to supermarkets, and shipments of grains to ports. The U.S. Federal Reserve is again raising its key rate to fight inflation, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
It's the fourth straight hike of 75 basis points, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell says there's still some way to go to fully tame inflation.
And incoming data since our last meeting suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates will be higher than previously expected.
Powell says the time is coming when the Fed might slow the pace, but
there's no sense that inflation is coming down.
And as for those increases,
it's premature to discuss pausing.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two of the largest U.S. pharmacy chains have agreed in principle to pay a total of about $10 billion to settle lawsuits over the toll of powerful prescription opioids, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In addition to the deals with CVS and Walgreens, which each agreed to pay $5 billion, settlement talks continue with Walmart. States have to sign off, but they say pharmacies were filling prescriptions they should have flagged as inappropriate. Karen Lynch is CVS Health President and CEO.
I just would say that we have made significant investments over the years to combat the opioid crisis.
Opioids have been linked to more than 500,000 deaths in the U.S. over two decades. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.N. Security Council has overwhelmingly rejected Russia's attempt to establish a commission to investigate its unfounded claims that Ukraine and the United States are carrying out, quote, military biological activities that violate the convention prohibiting the use of biological weapons. Russia only got support from China in the vote, with the U.S., Britain, and France opposing the Russian resolution and the 10 other council nations abstaining. The vote reflects the council's continuing opposition and skepticism about Russia's actions since its February 24th invasion of Ukraine. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.